Today's daf is Yevomis Daf Tzadik Beis, and we are three lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Beis Omer Aleph, the two dots, Niseis Alpi Bezdin Teitze V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalemer. For Avadi Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Baruch Ben Rachel, Esther Bas Sarah, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Miriam Bas Rivka, Leah Gittel Bas Devorah, Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah, and Chaya Malazar Ben Rachel Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Nachum Ben Amram, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo Ben Yibadal Chaim Toiv, Reb Chaim Doiv. So, we're in the middle of a sugya, a festa sugya, in the beginning of Perek Ho'isha Rabba, which discusses a woman, a married woman, whose husband went to Medina Sayam. And Eid Echad came and told her that your husband died. She got married based on the testimony of the Eid Echad. And then her husband showed up. So the Mishnah said, number one, teitzei mizeu mizeh. She's not allowed to stay married to this man that she just married. Additionally, she's not allowed to go back to her original husband. V'loyoid, but a whole list, a whole reshima of halachos that are going to impact this woman. What happens if when the woman got married, it wasn't based on the testimony of an Eid Echad, but it was based on the testimony of two Eidim. So then the Mishnah said, Muteres lachzer loy. If her husband shows up, she'd be allowed to go back and live with her original husband. So a very fundamental difference between whether this woman got married based on the Eidos of an Eid Echad, or if the woman got married based on the Eidos of two Eidim. If it was based on an Eid Echad, then if it turns out that the Eid Echad was mistaken or the Eid Echad was lying, the halach is that she would not be allowed to go back and live with her original husband. If, however, she got married based on the Eidos of two Eidim, then she'd be allowed to go back to her original husband. But the Mishnah discussed another halacha that's going to be the topic of the very first portion of the daf. And that is, the Mishnah said, what happens with regards to this woman who clearly was an Eishes Ish and was living with a man that wasn't her husband? She did a b'shoigig. Ordinarily, if somebody doesn't have Eir B'shoigig, that had he done B'mezid, he would have been Chayiv Karis, the halach is, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. So the question is, does this woman have to bring a Karban Chatas, or does this woman not have to bring a Karban Chatas? And the Mishnah said that it depends on whether she got married based on the Eidos of an Eid Echad, or if she got married based on the Eidos of two Eidim. If it was two Eidim, so then the halach is, she would have to bring a Karban Chatas. She was an Eish Hasish, that was Mezana, Shoigig, Eish Hasish, that's Mezana, B'mezid, Eschayiv Karis, B'shoigig would have to bring a Karban Chatas. If, however, she got married based on the Eidos of an Eid Echad, even though she's an Eish Hasish, that was Mezana, B'shoigig, but Halach is, she would not have to bring a Karban Chatas. And the reason is, because in the event that she got married based on an Eid Echad, then we look at it as if it's Bezdin that's paskening and telling her that she's allowed to get married. Which means it's not an ordinary shoigig, but it's a shoigig where a person made a mistake by virtue of the fact that he was following Bezdin, or better, Bezdin was the one that made a mistake. And it's for that reason, in this case, the halacha is that she would not have to bring a karban chatas. And this is based on a sugya in the beginning of Masechtas Hayriyos, and really Hilchas Karban Chatas 101. And that is, that the only time a yachid that doesn't have aveira b'shoigig shezdoinei karas has to bring a karban chatas is if the shoigig was a shigigas maisa. There was some shkaga in terms of what it was he did. However, if the shkaga was a shigigas hoira, there was a mistake that Bezdin made in their psak, which caused this person now to do the aveir b'shoigig, in that instance, the halacha is the person would not have to bring a karban chatas. Incidentally, there's another, a more prominent and a better known nafkemina between a shigigas maisa versus a shigigas hayra, and that is, it's a special parsha in the Torah that says that in the event Bezdin would make a mistake, there was a shigigas hayra, and Roiv of Klai Yisrael would act on that mistake, and they would do, again, an aveir b'shoigig, the halacha is they would have to bring a special karban, they would have have to bring a par helim davar shel tzibur. But we're not discussing a case where Reuv of Klai Yisrael did an Aveira. We're discussing a Yachid that did an Aveira. So what's the halacha as it relates to a Yachid? This is Hayrius Tav Beis, literally Hayrius 101. It depends. If it's Shigigas Maisa, you have to bring a Karban Chatas. If it's Shigigas Aira, you don't have to bring a Karban Chatas. So Zok the Mishnah, that in the event that she got married based on two Edim, so then we don't look at it as if Beis Din made a mistake, but rather we look at it as if Beis Din was fooled, Beis Din was lied to, but they didn't make a mistake. It's not like they blew it somehow. What were they supposed to do? It says in the Torah that you're supposed to trust two Edim. It turns out the Edim are lying. You always know in the back of your mind that that's a possibility. Kachava, it was Beis Din's worst nightmare, but it's not a Taina on Beis Din, and we don't look at it as if they're the ones that made a mistake. As a result, this is a good old-fashioned shayit. The halacha is she would have to bring a karban chatas. However, when it's an eid echad, so then there's a Beis Din component to this, as is mavur in the entire sugya. And it's for that reason we look at it as shigiga seira, a yachid b'shigiga seira does not have to bring a karban chatas. On that note, Zok the Gemara, Amar Ze'iri. Ze'iri said, lesa l'masnisa. Meditani be midrash, even though the Mishnah said very gishmak, that in the event that she got married based on an eid echad, then the halacha is if the husband shows up, it's shigigas hayrosh. She does not have to bring a carbon chatas. However, the halacha in the Mishnah is not true, and you now I know the halacha in the Mishnah is not true because there was a brisa that was taught in Beis Medrash, and the brisa that was taught in Beis Medrash trumps, it overrides what the Mishnah says. What is this brisa? The Tani be midrash has hayru Beis Din sheshaka chamu. If Beis Din would paskin that the sun set ula b'sayv zarcha, and then afterwards the sun came out, so Rashi says the case is where it was Shabbos and Beis Din paskin that the sun had set, it wasn't Shabbos anymore. It was now Matzoy Shabbos. And because of that, the Oyman went, they made Havdalah, and they started doing Malacha. And then lo and behold, the sun came back. Meaning, it turns out there was a blackout of some sort. But the sun really had not set. Turns out, the Yidden who acted upon this psak of Beis Din were all mechal Shabbos. So said the Braisa that was taught, Bei Midrasha Ein Zu Hayra Elotos, that the way we view this is not as a shigigas hayra, but rather as a shigigas maisa. Meaning, even though you would think at first glance this is a textbook, a classic example of where there was an avera that was done b'shoigig, and it was done based on the hayra of Beis Din. But says the Gemara, this is not what we mean when we say shigigas hayra. Because over here, it's not that Beis Din made a mistake in cheshbin. They made a Kal V'Chaymer, and it turns out there was a Pirch on the Kal V'Chaymer. They made a Gzeir Shava, and then they found out that the Gzeir Shava wasn't Mufna, and there was a Pirch on the Gzeir Shava. Rather, over here, they Pasha were misled by the Metzias. It looked like, to everybody, not just Beis Din, says Rashi, that the sun had set. Turns out that really the sun had not set. But being that this isn't a Taos that Beis Din made in calculation in Cheshbin, but rather it's just more of a mistake that there was no way for Beis Din to have known better, this is not what's considered a shigigas hayra, and the halacha is that they would have to bring a karma chatas, or if it was Reiv of Klai Yisrael, they would not bring a par halam davar shel tzibur. But what do you see from here? You see that in the event that Beis Din paskined, but they paskined based on the ta'os, because they were misled, not because they made a mistake in lumdus, but because somebody lied to them. In this case, the sun lied to them. So in those instances, we don't look at it as a shigigas seira. And if you don't look at it as a shigigas seira, so then if it's a yachid, bichayv chatas, and if it's a rabbim, you would not have to bring a parallel davar shel tzibur. So said Ze'iri, that I think our Mishnah is a direct comparable to this case. Because in our Mishnah, it's true, Beis Din made a mistake. But when the Eid Echad walked in, what was the mistake that Beis Din made? Beis Din was trained to accept the edus of the Eid Echad. Turns out the Eid Echad was lying. So what was Beis Din supposed to do? What, they didn't learn up a sugya good? That wasn't what it was. It was a toast because the Eid Echad lied to them. And you see from here that when Beis Din makes a mistake in Psak because they thought the sun set and it turns out it didn't set, that's not called shigigas hayra. So I don't think this would either be called shigigas hayra. So even though the Mishnah says that if she got married based on an Eid Echad, then the husband showed up, that lach is she doesn't have to bring a karma chatas. Why doesn't she have to bring a karma chatas? Because it's a shigigas hayra. Amazi Iri said, I have a bris Abraisa, that's mavur not that way, because in Abraisa you see that this is not called a shigiyah seira, and it's a face off, it's a shaila between the Mishnah and the Abraisa, and we're going to be machriya said Zairi based on the Abraisa. That's what Zairi said. Rav Nachman said Hairahi. Rav Nachman said, I disagree. I think that in our Mishnah it is considered a Haira, and because since it's considered a Haira, if she did it bishgaga based on the Psach of Bezin, it is a shigiyah seira, and a shigiyah seira does not bring a carbon chatas. In other words, a machloik is Zairi and Rav Nachman, whether we accept the Mishnah or we don't accept the Mishnah. How could you have a machloik is whether we should accept the Mishnah? Since when do we have a choice to, yeah, I like the Mishnah, I don't like the Mishnah, because it was a Braisa. And this Braisa maybe is contradicting the Mishnah. And that would give us now a basis to maybe say that we don't want to go based on the Mishnah. But Zairi said, Enochinami, Lesel Masnissen, Midatani Be Midrasha. And Rav Nachman argued, he said, Hairahi, it is going to be considered Hairah. Amr Rav Nachman said, Hey, the Hairah, bring your ride that it's Hairah. The Bechalot Rukul Eidachal by Mehemet. The Hacha Mehemet, and Kalot Rukul Eidachal is not believed. Yet when it comes to Eidachal, Eidachal is believed. My time, what's the reason? Lav Mishum Dairahi, presumably because it's Hairah. In other words, Rav Nachman saying that, what do you want to say, Zairi? That what was Bezdin supposed to do? Bezdin was not trained, and they were taught that when it comes to Eidus Yisha, you trust the testimony of an Eid Echad. Said Rav Nachman, really? Is it so simple? You just trust the testimony of an Eid Echad? We never accept the Eidus of an Eid Echad. Why mitamol over here would we accept the Eidus of an Eid Echad? The teretz is, as we've seen already in the Gemaras, and as Bezdin Hashem will see in the coming days when we talk a little bit of Raid and all these Yontif Dafin, it's not so much that we trust the Eidus of an Eid Echad, but it's Bitsir of the fact that Daike Ishomintsava, we assume that the woman's gonna do her own due diligence. The point is, Bezdin is developing a picture based on what's going on. The Eid Echad, Daike Ishomintsava, Mitoy Chumr Shech Martala, Besaifei Kaltala, Betchilasa, we're gonna see in tomorrow's daf, Nusa Davida Lagluye, Lai Meshakri Inchi. Bezdin takes all this evidence into account, and based on that, they issue a psak. But it's not like, oh, an eight said something, Bezdin was supposed to know to listen. Turned out he was a liar. What do you want from Bezdin's life? No, it's not. Bezdin has no right to simply accept the testimony of the Eid Echad. They have to count that as a piece of evidence, but ultimately they're the ones that need to formulate an opinion based on what happened over here. And being that Bezdin got the opinion wrong, so we do look at it as a Shigah Seirah. So Rav Nachman said, it's Pashut, it's a Shigah Seirah. Because Bezdin can't trust Eid Echad the way you trust the sun, right? If you want to know it's day or night. So old school, you look outside. You see three stars. You don't see three stars. The sun said, it didn't said. The Eid Echad doesn't work that way. Two Eidim, yeah. That's Xeris Akasiv, you accept to Eid, but Eid Echad not. I hear you accept the Eid Echad. It's because the Eid Echad is providing important circumstantial evidence that Bezin's able to use, but at the end of the day, it's going to be Bezin Seira. So Rav Nachman said that it's Pashit that the Eid Echad is viewed as a Shigah Seira, and that's the halacha of the Mishnah. It's for that reason you're not going to bring a carbon chatas. On my Rava, Rava said, I disagree. Rava told Rav Nachman, I hold like Zairi. I hold that really, our Mishnah is not a Shigigas Eira, but rather it's a Ta'us, a Shigigas Maisa. It's similar to the case of Shaka Chama Ulubasayv Zarchen. He said, I'll bring you a right. He did the Ta'us, who, Dilu Hayru Bezdin B'Chelev B'Dam Leter. What would be a Bezdin Paskin about Chelev and Dam that it's Mutter? So Bezdin had a Cheshbin that Chelev and Dam is Mutter. V'hadu Chazu Taimi Lisur. And then afterwards, they retracted, they realized they made a mistake. They maybe darshan one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTer and addresses them, and they realize afterwards that there was some sort of error. Ki Hadri Vamri LeHeter, if they would now go back afterwards and say, you know something? No. The original thing that we said, when we said it's Mutter, I want to go back to that. They said Mutter, then they said Asa, now they want to go back to Mutter. Lo Yimashkechinu Lu. The Allah says we wouldn't listen to them. Bezdin has no right to do that. If Bezdin paskins, then they have a Machshava Shnia, they think they made a mistake, they can't go back to the Machshava Rishon, unless they come up with a new chab, but they can't change their mind again. But in this case, when the Eid Echad walked in, they accepted the Eid Echad. Terei Asarna. If two Eidim would come afterwards, then they would knock out the Eid Echad. Yet if another Eid Echad would walk in, suddenly we would accept the Eidus of the Eid Echad. Meaning, if an Eid Echad would say that this man died, we would accept the testimony of the Eid Echad. Two Eidim walk in and say, no, he's alive. So the two knock out the one. Another Eid Echad comes in and says he died. Now it's ready, Trey or Trey. Now we're ready. We're going to bring back that original Eid. Now, how do you have a right to bring back that original Eid? When it comes to Hayra's Bezdin, once Bezdin says that we don't trust this person, why? Because two Eidim said he was lying. Now if another Eid comes, you can't suddenly trust them all over again. You have no right to trust this person again. Yet you do. My time, what's the reason? So you have to say, because we don't look at this as Hayra. When we look at it as Hayra, Torah, once Bezdin Paskins Mutter, and then they say Aser, they can't say Mutter again. But over here, we're not looking at it as Aira, we're looking at it as Bezdin has a right to accept the Edus of the Eid Echad. So when it's an Eid Echad, you accept it. If there's two against one, then you don't listen to him. If there's another Eid that comes, now it's Trey, you could listen to him again. But the bottom line is, says Rava, I hold that's a Raya, that really we look at it as Tah. So the bottom line is, two ways to look at Bezdin, when they accepted the testimony of the Eid Echad, and turns out they made a mistake. Was it a Shigigas Eira? Or do you look at it more as a classic Shigigas Maisa? Ze'iri was confident one way, Rav Nachman the other way. Rava held like Ze'iri. The bottom line is, there was a Mishnah, there was a Braisa, and what's the Nafkamina? Yeah, Kar Mechates, no Kar Mechates. Rabbi Eliezer, some of the Tos. Rabbi Eliezer also said that it's a Tos. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer also said that we look at it not as a Shigigas Heira, a Shigigas Maisa, and the Allah is that if she got married based on an Eid Echad, and it turns out it was a mistake, she would bring a Kar Mechates. How do you know? Rabbi Eliezer said that the Tanya, it's a Mefurisha Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, Yikoyf Hadin Esahar, that the Din, literally, Yikoyf means to make a hole, Miloshen Nekev. The Din should make a hole in the mountain. We'll see what that means in a second. But Tovi Chata Shmeina. And the halach is that she would have to bring a Karmel Chatas. Talking about a case where it was an Eid Echad. So an Eid Echad came and said, your husband died, she got married. Then the husband shows up. Turns out that this was one big mistake. Yikoyf Hadin Esahar, the Tovi Chatas Shmeina of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha fame, but she brings a carbon chatos. You see, for me, we look at it as a shigas meisah. The Gemara says, "Klai, I'm a bishlami the Torah." So bishlami, if you look at it as a shigas meisah, b'shorachim asu carbon. I understand why she brings a carbon. Eli, I'm a dahi rahi. But if it's a rah, my masu carbon. Why do you bring a carbon by shigas say rah? You don't bring a carbon. So you see, clearly, Rabbi Eliezer holds. You look at it as a regular shigas. But the Gemara says, "How do you know that?" V'duma kasav Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe pshana Rabbi Eliezer is because he holds that yachid she'asa by rah is bezin chayev. We paskin that if a yachid doesn't have erev b'shogeg based on a ra's bezdin, he doesn't bring a carbon chatas. But not everybody agrees with that. So maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds like that other opinion, that a yachid brings a carbon chatas even if it was a ra's bezdin. So from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer said that you bring a chatas shmein is not a raya that he learned in Lumdis that this is a shigigas maisa, Lailam, I'll tell you it's a shigigas a ra. So why do you bring a carbon chatas? Because Rabbi Eliezer maybe is of the opinion, there is such an opinion, that a yachid brings a carbon chatas even for shigigas a ra. But the Gemara says, I hear that's true. And really from the halach of Rabbi Eliezer, you can't prove much. But Imkain, but if that was Pshana Rabbi Eliezer, my Yikoyv Hadin Esahar. The Lashon of Yikoyv Hadin Esahar means, the way Rashi explains it, that if you're Ma'ayin good, you're going to see a very big Chiddush. Meaning the din is going to make a hole in the mountain. Be Ma'ayin good and you're going to see, interesting expression, but a very, very big Chiddush. If Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer is that he looks at the case of Eid Echad as a Shigigas Maisa, whereas you could have seen it fakared as a shigigas ayra, so he's getting into the lumdus of the inyan, and that's the lashon of yikoyv hadin esahar. But if Rabbi Eliezer is saying that all it is a shigigas ayra, like the chachamim are saying, it just so happens he argues and he holds that even for shigigas ayra you bring a karmen chatos because that's his shita mesachtas hayri is. So what's the yikoyv hadin esahar? Yikoyv hadin esahar sounds like he had a mapech in terms of how you see the case, which would be mashma then that he deherd this not as a shigigas ayra, but rather as a shigigas maisa, and that's why you bring a karma chatz. That's what the Gemara says, that even though it was a shayla in the Gemara, shigigas hayra, shigigas maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, you should know how, that this was a shigigas maisa. So going back to the Mishnah, we're at the very end, and the Mishnah said that in the event that an Eid Echad came and said that this woman's husband died, so Bezdin Paskin, she's allowed to get married. Okay. Hayru Bezdin Linase, V'holcha V'kilkala. What happens if instead of getting married, she was mezana? So says the Mishnah, chayev es b'karben. Then already she would be chayev a karben. Shaloi hitirua elali nasi. So again, you have a married woman, her husband went to Bedina Sayam, and Eid Echad came and said, your husband died. Bezdin did a due diligence, and Bezdin paskin, that, yeah, in fact, this woman is free to get married. But she didn't get married. What she did was she was mezana. So here says the Mishnah, she would have to bring a carbon chatas. Meaning, in contrast to what we just said, that b'shigigas ayra, you don't bring a carbon chatas, that's if she got married. But if she was mezana, then she would have to bring a karma chatas. And what's the reason? The Mishnah says, shaloi hitirua elilinase. Because what are you going to tie in? Oh, I'm a shigigas ayra, I was following Bezdin. No, you weren't. Bezdin never said you could be mezana. Bezdin said you could get married. That's not what you did. And being that that's not what you did, so it's for that reason you don't have the heter of Bezdin, and therefore you would have to bring a karmichatas. We look at you as a regular person that didn't have a b'shoigig, for sure she did a b'shoigig. No one's saying that she's chayev misa for what she did or chayev karis for what she did, but chayev es b'karben, to bring a karben, that she ready would be chayev. So the Gemara says, my kilklo, we taich kilklo means she was mezana. But in fact, as we're about to see, it's a discussion in the Gemara. What does kilklo mean? Rabbi Leezer said zinsa. What it means is she was mezana the way we taich. Rabbi Yochanan said, almana l'kayin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedin. No, it doesn't mean she was mezana. But rather, what it means is she got married to someone that she was not allowed to get married to. So for example, an almana, she's an amana, right? And she ended up marrying a kohen gadol, or she was a grusha v'chalutz and she married a kohen hedyot. So the gemara mandam is into the mandam that says that she was mezana, and even if she's mezana, she has to bring a karmel chatas. Kol shekein amana l'kohen gadol. Certainly, if she was an amana l'kohen gadol, she would have to bring a karmel chatas. Mandam amana l'kohen gadol. But the mandam that says that, when does the mishnah say she has to bring a karmel if she got married to someone she wasn't allowed to get married to? Avos in zolay. But if she was mezana, she would not have to bring a karmel. My time. And what's the reason? The amro, because she has a right to say aton hu de shavisin penuya. You made me into a pnuya. And because you made me into a pnuya, so therefore you can't have tainas on me now. I was told I was a pnuya, so I was mezana. Now it's true, you're not allowed to be mezana, but at the same time, a pnuya that's mezana is not over a chayvei krisos. And because she's not over a chayvei krisos, now that it happened to shaygig, you have no right suddenly to be mechayev or a karben chatos. So the Gemara has a discussion what it means kilkala. One mandama said kilkula means anything. If she was mezana, doesn't matter if she got married to someone she's not allowed to get married, or all it was a maisus nus ba'alma, pani abala pnuya. Either way, the halach is, right now she's going to have to bring a karben chatas. But there was another mandama that said, chadamar, once said that no, it's only if she got married to someone she wasn't allowed to get married to. But if she was mezana, so then the halach is, she would not have to bring a karben chatas. Why? Because she could taina. What do you mean? You told me I was a pnuya. So it's not 100% clear what the svar is. What do you mean? Even if she got married to someone that she's not allowed to get married to, she could always say, you told me I was a penuya, so it's true, I got married to someone I'm not allowed to marry, but it's a chayvi lav and a chayvi lav in the essen. It's not a chayvi krisis. It's not enough to be chayv chatos. So the teretz you have to say is, and this is the way the Mefarshim explain it, that Bezdin, when they paskin that this man died, they told her, you're now free to marry someone that you want to marry. Implied in that is that telling you, you're allowed to marry a person you're allowed to marry, but you're not allowed to marry a person that you're not allowed to marry. Meaning she was told she's allowed to get married. That was the psak. Hitirua Bezdin Linase. Bezdin told her that you're allowed to get married. Clearly they were telling you, you're allowed to marry a person that you're allowed to marry. So if she married someone that she's allowed to marry, then for sure she wouldn't be chayev chatas, because she's following the psak of Bezdin. Even if she was just mezana, you also can't be mechayev or chatas, because although she's not following Bezdin, because Bezdin said you're free to get married, that's not what she did, but she's also not violating Bezdin, because Bezdin never told her she can't be mezana. And implied from Bezdin is she's a Pnuya. So as a result, she could always say, I was told I was a Pnuya. Based on the Psak of Bezdin, had he ever right to be Mechayev Miachatas? If, however, she marries someone that she wasn't allowed to marry, so that already, from the Psak of Bezdin, is almost mefurish that what she wasn't allowed to do. Because Bezdin said, you're free to marry someone that you're allowed to marry. Ooh, they clearly told you, you're not free to marry someone that you're not allowed to marry. So for that, there was never a Psak Bezdin. Again, a very subtle svar. But both Gemaras that we started with today are subtle svaras. But that's a subtlety, and in that case, the halach is, she wouldn't have the heter of Bezdin. Zok Gemara, Tanya Kavasa to Rabbi Yochanan, a raya to Rabbi Yochanan that said that the only time she would have to bring a karben chatas is if she married someone that she wasn't allowed to marry. But if she was mezana, then the halach is she would be potter for karben chatas. What's the braisa? Hayru Bezdin linase. Bezdin, paskin, that she's allowed to get married. V'holcha v'kilkala, and she was kilkala. That was the Mishnah. Now the braisa is mairich, as it always is. And the braisa explains what kilkala is. Kigoyin, almana l'koyin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hedyot. Oh, meforish chayev es karben, she's chayev karben, al kol biyu biyu. Every single biyu, she's chayev karben, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, v'chamim, v'chamim, say, karben echad al hakol. No, it's one karben for all the biyus. V'mayit v'chamim Rabbi Eliezer, v'chamim v'mayit Rabbi Eliezer, shem nisis l'chamisha p'nei adam. If she ended up marrying five different people, right, obviously not at once, but if she got married, and she got married again, and again, and again, shem chayev es b'karben, al kol echad echad, then for sure she'd be chayev karben for each person, hoyo v'guf and muchlakim, each guf, each person she was married to would be mechayiv or another carbon. Not al kol biu biu, but at the very least, al kol gufu gufu. What do you see from here? We just need one thing. We need that you see the definition of kilkula is kegoyin amon al kain gadol grusha v'chalutz al kain hedyet. But if all it was a maisis nus ba'alma, that would not be considered kilkula. Either way, next Mishnah, which is very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, it's a continuation of the first Mishnah. So the first Mishnah was a very simple case. Now, as we build, the cases are going to get a little bit more intricate. So the first Mishnah was, you had a married woman, her husband went to Bedina Sayam, and Eid Echad, in the Reish of the Mishnah, two Eidim in the Sefer of the Mishnah came and said, Meis Bailich. She got married, and then lo and behold, the husband showed up. And a whole long Mishnah, Shulchan Aruch, how exactly you deal with this. Sok the Mishnah, Ha'ishna Shalach Bailo Ubena Medina Sayam. There was a married woman whose husband and son went to Medina Sayam. Uvo Va'amrula. And they came and they told her, Meis Bailich, your husband died. So again, over here, the woman's husband and son went to Medina Sayam. So there's a son in the picture as well, which is going to be critical to the case. And they came and they said, your husband died. Va'achakach, they said, Meis Benech. And then afterwards, your son died. The significance is that she was told that when your husband died, he had a son that was alive. Because he had a son that was alive, that means that you did not fully Yibam. Then afterwards, they told her, you should know his son died as well. So it turns out that he's not alive. The son is not alive either. But being that the son was alive at the time that he died, even if he dies later, halacha is that there's no yibum. So basically, she was told that you're free to get married to whoever you want. Number one, your husband's not alive. And number two, even though there's no son, because he also died, but the husband died before the son, the son was alive at the time that the husband died. You're not a shemeres yavam. So when this says, based on what she was told, she got married. And then they came and they told her, by the way, we made a mistake. So your husband's not alive, your son is not alive. But chiluf advarim, it happened in the reverse. First the son died, and then the husband died. Why does that change things? Because now it turns out that at the time that the husband died, it was Uven Einloy. He didn't have a son. So it turns out that she was supposed to follow Yibam. Now in the meantime, she's married. So what's the halacha teitze? She has to leave the marriage with this other man. She's a Yevama L'shuk. She's violating Loisiyah Eishas HaMeis HaChutz L'Ishzar. She's not allowed to be married. Now it was by mistake. V'avlad Rishon V'Achrim Mamzer. And the Vlad Rishon and Achrim. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. What does that even mean? But V'avlad Rishon V'Achrim Mamzer is going to be a Mamzer. Now why would the child be a Mamzer? Mamzer? She was a Shemeres Yavam, who it turns out, by mistake, got married without Chalitza. So she was over a loisa. If someone's nichshol in a chayve lavin, the halacha is the child's a mamzer. So Rashi says, Gemara is going to say it, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that kedusha is not toifas b'chayve lavin and yesh mamzer b'chayve lavin, and that's why the child's going to be a mamzer. So the Gemara. Next case. Amru la meis benech. What if they told her the opposite? Your son died. And then afterwards, your husband died. Now, if the son died first and then the husband died, that means at the time that the husband died, there was no child, which means she fell a yibum. So she did yibum. And then they told him, they said it was just the opposite. First, your husband died, then the son died. So it turns out you weren't allowed to do yibum. Now, if you weren't allowed to do yibum and you did yibum, that's a problem. Turns out she was an eshes achshel ebim makom mitzvah. So the halacha is teitzei, she can't stay married, obviously. You can't stay married. And again, Rishon V'Achrim, we'll see what that means in the Gemara. But here it's obvious why the child is a Mamzer, because the child was born from a Chayvei Krisus, and a Chayvei Krisus, everybody holds the child is going to be a Mamzer. Third case. Amrulam Meis Bailich. They told her your husband died. V'nisneis. And she got married. And then they came back and they told her Kayim Hoya. No, they said, you should know it was a mistake. He was really alive. Now, it's very similar to the first Mishnah, right? Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayam. They came and they said, your husband died. Okay, she got married. Then they said he's alive, but here's the difference. Umeis. But then they said, you should know he happens to be dead. Meaning, when you got married, he was alive. However, he's not alive anymore. So the halacha is teitze, again, because she got married when really she wasn't allowed to get married. So for sure, teitze from this husband. Vavlad Rishon Mamzer for Achron and a Mamzer. And the child that was born first is a Mamzer, and the Achron later is not a Mamzer. Now this we do understand. This we don't have to wait for the Gemara. Rishon means any child that she had while her husband was alive is going to be a Mamzer. Achron means any child that she had after the husband died already, that is not going to be a Mamzer. Amrullah, what happens if they told her, Meis Bailech, your husband died? Going back to the original case, the case of our Mishnah. So you have a married woman, Husband went to Medina Sayyam, Uva Uva Amrula, Edecha, two Aiden. Your husband died. She got up, and instead of Niseis, which means Nesuim, Veneskatsha, all she did was Kedushim. Achach Babayla. Then her husband showed up. So the Allah is Muteris Lachsele. She's allowed to go back to her original husband. And Afa Pisha Nasan La Achren Get. Even if this second husband gives her a get, like Pasalman Akahuna, she doesn't become Pasalman Akahuna, meaning the get that this second person gives is not even a get. And Azu Darisha Plasman Masi of Isha Gushim Isha, Veloimi Isha Eno Isha. We'll see what this means in tomorrow's daf. But either way, says the Mishnah that even though in the Mishnah, the beginning of the parak, we had a whole discussion, Isha Shalach Baila Medina Sayam, and she got married based on an Edecha, or two Edim. So you have a whole Mishnah. That's where it was Nesuin. If it was Kedushin, so then the halacha is Muteris Lachsali. Even if it was only an Edecha, she's going to be allowed to go back to her original husband. Either way, Zok de Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Isha Shalach Baila Ubena Medina Sayam. A woman, a married woman whose husband and son went to Medina Sayyam. They came to her and they told her, your husband died and your son died. But they said, first your husband died and then your son died, which meant there was a son alive at the time that your husband died, which means you're free to get married. So she went and she got married, and then she found out that it was just the opposite. First the son died, then the husband died, which means that she was a shemeres yovam all along. So what's the halacha? Teitzei, she can't stay married. V'havlad rishon v'achrei mamzer. So she said, why is the child a mamzer? We're going according to Rabbi Akiva, just to keep it simple, even though we'll see, it's a discussion in the Gemara. But Rashi in the Mishnah said, we're going according to Rabbi Akiva, that this mamzer mechayev lavan. But what does it mean, havlad rishon v'achron? It's the Gemara, my rishon and my achron. What does it even mean? Ilei merishon lufnei shmuel v'achron l'achar shmuel. Doesn't mean rishon, any child that she had before she was made aware that it was chiluf hadvarim. And achron means any child that she had after she was made aware. Listen, havlad mamzer, just say havlad mamzer. Why do you have to be so wordy? Why rishon v'achron? So the Gemara said, because we wanted to say the sefer. Amr lo, they told her, meiz bailech. The nieces, the achakach, amrulei kayim haya, that he's really alive, umeis, and then, however, he died. The third case of the Mishnah, where the husband went to Medina Sayyam, they said he died. Then they came back and said, oh, he was really alive, but it just so happens he happens to be dead now. So then there was a chilek between Rishon and Achron. Her Rishon, any child that she had while her husband was alive is a mamzer. V'ha'achron, any child that she had after her husband died, ain't a mamzer. So there it is. Mistaber the lashon of Rishon and Achron, because there is a before and after. So Tananami Rishon Rishon Achron Mamzer. So here too we mention Rishon the Achron Mamzer. Agav that we mention Rishon the Achron in the third case. There it makes sense. So in the first case and the second case for that matter as well, we also mentioned the lashon Rishon the Achron. Tanu Rabbana Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah that says that if you have a shemeres yom that gets married, the halacha is the child's a mamzer. It's Rabbi Akiva. Shoyo Eimer in kedushin toivus bechayvi lavin. Rabbi Akiva holds kedushin on toivus bechayvi lavin and kedushin on toivus. If a child is born from a chayvi lavan, the child is going to be a mamzer. Av chamim, the chamim hold ain mamzer miyavama. Chamim hold that there's no mamzer from a yavama. Faith the Gemara. There's no mamzer from a yavama. Say better. I mean, you're saying good, but say better. V'leima ain mamzer mechayvi lavan. There's never mamzer from a chayvi lavan. It sounds like maybe there would be mamzer mechayvi lavan, but from a yavama, that type of chayvi lavan. So the Gemara says, no. Haytana hachtana Rabbi Akiva. You're assuming that the chachamim of this brice is the chachamim. As in the Chachamim throughout Shas, who hold that there's no mamzer mechayvi lavan. That's not true. That's not who the Chachamim is. But rather, you want to know who the Chachamim is. It's the Tana, the Rabbi Akiva. It's the Tana who argued in Shitas Rabbi Akiva Gufa. The Omar who said mechayvi lavan desher havi mamzer, mechayvi lavan grade loy havi mamzer. We've seen this already a few times. There was a machlokes Tanon in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says this mamzer mechayvi lavan. Is it all chayvi lavan or is it only chayvi lavan desher? Like Anusas Aviv, where if it's a chayvi lavan, but the woman that's a chayvi lavan is a relative of some sort, could be it's only there that it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah that says that there's a chayvi lavan by Yevam Lushuk obviously holds that all chayvi lavan, even not chayvi lavan, the sher, kedushas not toifis, the vlad's going to be a mamzer. The chachomim, as in the Tana that holds that even Rabbi Akiva only said as halacha by chayvi lavan the sher, is going to hold that chayvi lavan the yevama, the child is not going to be a mamzer. Meaning avada the chachamim that hold that only a chayvi krisis creates a mamzer is going to argue with halacha the Mishnah. But he's not the chachamim of the Braisa. The chachamim of the Braisa is the Tana in Rabbi Akiva Gufa, who acknowledges that there's a mamzer mechayvi lavan, however, holds only chayvi lavan the sher, as opposed to Shemeres Yavam, and that's the diktuk in the Lashon of the Braisa. Aval Chachamim Oimrim Ein Mamzer Miyavam. It's very meduyek. It's only Miyavam, only Azasor Chayvi Lavin. A Chayvi Lavin that's not a Chayvi Lavin the share, but if it would have been a Chayvi Lavin the share, over there the halach is, the Vlad would have been a Mamzer. Omar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav. Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rav. This next Gemara that we're going to learn, these next 6-7 lines are very, very important lines in the entire Masechtas Yevamos, even though it doesn't feel like we're learning such Yevamos sugis right now, but tucked away here, some very, very important Gemara, a Gemara that Bez Hashem will have to get back to at some point. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rav, how do you know that if a Yevamo gets married, meaning Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, he leaves over no children, but he leaves over a wife. This woman's not allowed to get married. Let's say she accepts Kedushin from somebody. Is the Kedushin Toivus or not? So said Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, how do you know that Kedushin is not Toivus B'Yavamo? Shenemar, it says, means that even if you try to get married, the Kedushin is not going to be Chal. Shmuel said, no, I hold that you do need a get. Now, he said, and the reason you need to get is because I'm really not sure, Rav, if you're understanding the pasuk properly. Rav understood that when it says loisiya eishes hamesa chutz lizar, it's not just a lav. Loisiya means like the hebay havaya lizar, that the kedushin is not chal. Shmuel said, I hear what you're saying, Rav, but I'm not positive. But niu seinu, I'm a supik. Lanias daiti, I'm just not 100% sure. And therefore, tzricha get. You need a get. Why? Because Basav Gleil Shmuel wasn't sure. Is it all a lav? Or maybe it's Taka saying what Rav is saying. So we have a machlek is Rav and Shmuel. If a Shemeris Yavim is Makabel Kedushin, is the Kedushin Toifis or is the Kedushin not Toifis? Rav says it's not Toifis. Shmuel wasn't sure. Rav said it's not Toifis because it says like Shmuel said maybe that's what it means, or maybe all it is a lav. Now to be clear, this machlek is Rav and Shmuel isn't the Chachamim, that hold that Kedushin is Toifus b'chayvei lavin. This Chayvei lavin might be different because it says Mefurish in the Torah, Loisiya Eishes Hameis Achutz Lizar. But Avada, as it relates to Rabbi Akiva Shita, for example, he holds Kedushin is never Toifus b'chayvei lavin. So we have a Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel in the Chachamim, who ordinarily would hold that Kedushin is Toifus b'chayvei lavin. Maybe Yevam is different based on Exeris HaKosim, like Siya Eishes Hameis Achutz Lizar. So it's Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. Who do we paskin like? Zok de Gemara. Omar le Rav Mori Baruch le Rav Ashi. Hochi Omar Ameimar. Ameimar said Aloch Kavosi de Shmuel. The Aloch is like Shmuel. That what? That it's a Safik. That it's a Safik whether the Kedushin is Taifis or not. And therefore, me Safik, you would have to have a get. Omar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said Hafshto Omar Ameimar Chosak Kavosi de Shmuel. That Ameimar said Aloch is like Shmuel. And Hoye Yevamo Koyen. In the event that you had a Shemeris Yavam, that was Mekabel Kedushin from somebody, and the Yavam was a Koyen, so the Aloch is, the Yavam now will never be able to do Yibam. Why? Because this woman was Makabel Kedushin. And Shmuel is Mesaf Galei that maybe the Kedushin was Toifis. On the tzad that it was Toifis, she needs a get. Once she gets a get, she's a Grusha. A Grusha is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So therefore, what the Kohen should do is Chaylitz, like she just do Chalitza, Vishayileh, and let her stay married. Meaning, ordinarily, you would say, take a get and do Yibam. That's the Iker Mitzvah. Mitzvah is Yibam Kohen, so Mitzvah is Chalitza. But in this instance, he's a Kohen anyway, so he can't do Yibam. So being that he can't do Yibam, so just do Chalitza and let her stay married to this man. So the Gemara says, let her stay married to this man? Where do you ever find such halacha? She was not allowed to marry him. She just messed up the whole Yibum. The neshama of her husband, everything is now an issue. And you're going to say, okay, listen, is what it is. Stay married. Isguri isker. You're letting her benefit. She could profit off this geshaft. You never let a person who doesn't have air earn. Said the Gemara, since Ella, what then did Shmuel mean to say? Imhoya yivama Yisrael, just the opposite. What he said was, if the Yavam was a Yisrael, so then he could do Yibum, even if she receives a get. Loisam Lasheni get, let him give her get, for Huchuloi, and be able to do Yibum. Interesting. So even though she married someone she wasn't allowed to marry, but at the same time, just take a get, and once you take a get, so now you'll be able to go back to the Yavam, and as long as he's not a Kayan, he's a Yisrael, it's going to be okay. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav Chiba, Yosef, Amar Rav. Yavamo Kiddushin Eimba, Nisuin Eimba. So again, we're discussing Rav's Shita. Rav holds Ein Kedushin Toifsin B'Yavam. So Rav Gidl sent the name Rav Chiya bar Yosef, who sent the name of Rav. This is all Rav, that even though a Yevama has no Kedushin, up in Nesuin Yeshba. If she had Nesuin, that yeah. So Kedushin's not Toifis, but Nesuin's Toifis. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, right? The most obvious question. If there's no Kedushin, then how could there be Nesuin? Doesn't make any sense. What's Nesuin? Nesuin is the Hashlomo that is just consummating what the Kedushin began. If Kedushin is not Taifis, then what is Nesuin? Nesuin without Kedushin is nothing. So the Gemara says three terutzim. Either you could say Ema Kedushin, then Nesuin Ema Enchanami. Change the Gerasa. He didn't mean to say there's no Kedushin, but there is Nesuin, because that doesn't make any sense. But rather, what he meant to say was there's no Kedushin and there's no Nesuin. V'ibayas Ema, my Nesuin Yeshbab is Nesuin. What he meant to say was that in the event that she had Nesuin, she did Kedushin, it wasn't Taifis. Now she did Nesuin, it's as if she was Mezana. And Kidrav Amnuna, and this is based on something Rav Amnuna said, Rav Amnuna, Shemeres Yavam, Shazinso, Shemeres Yavam, that was Mezana, Surely Yavama. She's also to the Yavam. And that's what Rav was saying. That in the event that she did Nesuin, she's going to be also to the Yavam. Not that the Nesuin is Chal. But the Nesuin is treated like a Znus. Just like Znus would make her usher now to her husband, so too if she received Nesuin, it would be a problem as well. Maybe, no, there's no Kedushin, but there is Nesuin. Why would there be Nesuin? The reason is not because Be'etzim the Nesuin's Chal. The Nesuin's not Chal. But in the event that a Shemeres Yavim receives Nesuin, she has to have a get. And the reason she has to have a get is because if you're going to say that she can just leave this marriage, people are going to confuse it a little bit, interestingly, with our perek. Eirechot came with halacha is teitze mizeh umizeh. And people are going to think that maybe you don't need a get. Why? Because it's a similar situation where she was married and now she was told she can't be married. No one's going to chop that she was a Shemeres Yavam that was Makabal Kedushin and Nesuin, where she wasn't allowed to be Makabal Kedushin and Nesuin. People might think that maybe there was an Eidechot. It's a little too similar to a situation where the halacha she needs a get. So therefore we say take the get, because if you're going to say you don't need a get, in this case people might think in the Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayam, you also don't need a get. So Rashi speaks out, so if that's the case, so why is it only Nesuin Yeshba? Kedushin should also be Yeshba. If there was Nesuin, you need a get, because you might confuse it with Isha Rabba. So if there was Kedushin also, you might confuse it with Isha Rabba. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is the end of the Mishnah that we learned on Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph. Because the Mishnah is mefurish that the only time Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayam, Teitze Mizeh Umizeh, and you have to have a get, that's only if there was a Nesuin. If there was a Kedushin, then you don't have that halacha. Oh, so too over here. In the event that there was Nesuin there, it's going to be a problem. However, if it was Kedushin, so in that case, it's not going to be a problem. I'm just going to drop more. Amar Rav Yani. Rav Yani said, B'chabura nimnu v'gomer. In the Chabura, they came out with the following. They said, Ein Kedushin toifsin b'yavama. They said, you should know that Kedushin is not toifsin. You know, we're going to stop here. We'll pick this up tomorrow. So just one ha'ara, one raid bite. As it relates to, not today's daf, but as it relates to one of the yomtiv dafin, but really something that's one of the themes of Perek Isha Rabbah, and that is the idea that yesh koyach biyad chachomim lakor dover min ha-toyra b'shev al taisa. However, ein koyach biyad chachomim lakor dover min ha-toyra b'kum va'aseh, which again is very much one of the themes of the beginning of Perek Isha Rab. It's Yodua, we've spoken this out many times in the raid, that the Taz, in three places, says a very important insight in the sugya of Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachamim Lakur Dover Min HaTayr B'Shev Al Taisa. He says it in Eir Chaim Simin Tovkuv Peches, he says it in Yoredeya Simin Kuf Yod Zayin, and he says it in Choshem Mishpat Simin Beis. So what's the Yisoid of the Taz? The Taz says that even though it's Mavur in the Sugiyas in Perek Isha Rabba and in other places in Shas, that the Chachamim have a right to be Oikar or Dover min HaTorah. However, that right is limited. And said the Taz, we'll see the Lashon inside in a second, but first Oisavenik, said the Taz, that if you have something that's Mefurish in the Torah that it's Mutter, then the Chachamim don't have a right to go and tell you that thing is unequivocally going to be awesome. So if the Torah says mefurish that something's mutter, so the Chachamim don't have a right to tell you that this thing, lechalutin, is going to be awesome. Said the Taz, that with this you can answer a bunch of kashas. We're going to mention two. Two that we've mentioned so many times over the years. And that is, we know that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the halacha is, we don't blow shofar. Why not? Gzeira de rabba, shema yavirenu, dalet ames b'shus harabim. So the Rishonim asked, the Taz brings the kasher from the Mizrahi. Fake the Mizrahi, fake the Re'im. He says, if that's the case, then why do we ever blow shofar? Where Rosh Hashanah falls out on Yontif, which by definition Rosh Hashanah always does. You shouldn't blow shofar. Why? Because we don't play with musical instruments on Yontif. Shemi Yisak and Klishir. So if that's the case, why don't we say that you should never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Shemi Yisak and Klishir. So you're going to tell me, oh, we're going to be Mevatel and Mitzvah Esedei Raisa because of Gzeira? Where Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we do that. Why? Gzeira Shemi Yavi Renu Dal Ramis Bishus Harabim. So just like when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dalan Amis B'Shus HaRabim, we don't blow shofar. So in every Rosh Hashanah, we shouldn't blow shofar. Not Shem Yavirenu Dalan Amis B'Shus HaRabim. That's not a problem on Yontif. But on Yontif, there's a Gzeira of Shem Yisak and Klishir. Says the Taz, that's not fair. You know why that's not fair? Because being that it says Mefurish in the Torah that you're supposed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Chachamim can't tell you that you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Taz, the Chachamim told me that I can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. When they said that, they weren't being oiker a dover legamre, because the Torah said you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and even after the gzeira of Chazal, you'll still be able to blow shofar if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or even Friday. It's only Shabbos you won't be able to. So even though it's true, it's a dover that's mefurish in the Torah that you're allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but it's not mefurish in the Torah that you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and it's for that reason you're not really being oiker a dover that's mefurish in the Torah. But if you're going to say never blow shofar, then now you are being oiker legamri a dover that's mefurish in the Torah, and being that you're being oikered over, that's mefurish in the Torah, that's something that you're not allowed to do. Another kasha that the Taz answered with this is the Rishonim ask that if a bris milah, the Yom HaShmini, a milah b'zmanah falls out on Shabbos, so we know we do the bris milah. Milah b'zmanah is doicha Shabbos. Fragin the Rishonim, why is milah b'zmanah doicha Shabbos? It's true milah is doicha Shabbos, but machshire milah is not doicha Shabbos, which means that if the mile, by mistake, would carry his briefcase with his knife and all the things that he needs in order to do the bris milah on Shabbos, he would be a machal Shabbos. If we would carry the baby on Shabbos, so chaynoi says atzmoi, but that also would be a problem. It's only the milah itself that's doicha Shabbos. However, the machshire milah is not doicha Shabbos. So wouldn't it be reasonable to make a gzeira and say that don't do milah on Shabbos? Gzeira otu, you may go and do what are the machshire milah on Shabbos? Asay Fregin the Rishonim says the Taz, that what's the makar that milah is doicha Shabbos? It's learned out from a pasuk. It says, b'yoy mashmini l'rabois, that even on Shabbos, the halacha is you're allowed to do bris milah. It's a drasha's chazal, it's a gemara in perek Rabbi Eliezer de milah. Being that there's a mefurish drasha that milah is doicha Shabbos, so says the Taz, the Chum had no gerech, they had no right to go ahead now and to say that it's not going to be doicha Shabbos, because it's a mefurish drasha that it is doicha Shabbos. So the Chacham have a right to make zeiris, they can make takonis, yesh koich biyad chachamim, and there's certainly a lot of leeway that the Chachamim have when it comes to make takanas. But to say that something that the Torah says mefurish is mutter is aser, that's not something they can do. I mean that it's mefurish in the Torah that you could blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Chachamim don't have a right now to go and tell you that on Rosh Hashanah you can't blow shofar. And being that it's mefurish in the drasha of b'yoy mashmini that milah is doicha Shabbos, so the Chum have no right now to tell you, because of a good gzeira, that milah is not going to be doicha Shabbos. This is the yesoid that the Taz says in three places: Erechaim Simen Tovkuf Peiches, in Yerideya Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, and Chayshem Mishpat Simen Beis. And says the Taz that I think that the makar to this halacha is really the lashon haGemara. The Gemara Masecht is Yivam. And this is also Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav Vamer Aleph. Omer Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shamati, I heard, I have a Messiah, Shebezdin Makin Va'onshin Shaloi Min HaTorah. The Bezdin has a writer, be Maka, they could punish people, Shaloi Min HaTorah, even where the Torah didn't say Mefurish, that Bezdin could do this, still they could do it. However, V'loi Lavar Al Divrei Torah, but if they're going to be over Divrei Torah, that they can't do. Meaning, if Bezdin wants to hit somebody because they decided that's the right thing to do, like the Gemara gave cases of it, that's something Bezdin could do. Oh, but V'loi Lavar Al Divrei Torah. But if they want to be over Al Divrei Torah, that they can't do. El Olasus Yagla Torah, only to make a freight the Taz, that I need Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov to tell me that Bezdin can't be Makiv Oinchin Lavra al Divrei Torah? What's the Hava meaning they could be over al Divrei Torah? Avada they can't be. Who could be over al Divrei Torah? Can never be over al Divrei Torah. Zok the Taz, I think that this is what those words in the Gemara mean. V'loy lavra al divrei Torah means is that if there's something that's mefurish in the Torah laheter, then Bezdin can't say that it's aser and go ahead and punish based on what it is, based on what it is that they decided they want to be machmir. So as it relates to tonight's raid, Rav David Cohn Shlita, Flatbush, wrote a sefer. It's called Hataz HaYadua. Thank you, Rabami. But he wrote a sefer that's called Ataz HaYadua. It's an entire sefer that's dedicated to this chiddush of the Taz. And if you go through the sefer, he has close to 300 tushtels, kashes, rayas, ha'aras, chilukim, pilpulim, as it relates to this chiddush of the Taz. I just want to speak out a little bit. Everything is from the sefer Ataz HaYadua. But just a little bit of a hakdama, and again, all from Rav David Cohn, but in terms of understanding a little bit, just the aside, because the Achronim in different places talk about this Taz HaYadua, this famous Taz, and they say different important just hesberim as it relates to hakdama, just to understand the Indian a little bit. And that is, number one, the Prima Godim in his Psicha HaKoileles, this is in Chelik Aleph, it's Sivkot and Yudalit. He clears a shayla. So the Taz said, if there's something that's mefurish in the Torah, that's mutter, so Chacham have no right to go now and say that this thing is going to be aser. Clears the prima god. And what's the definition of Dover HaMefurish B'Torah? Does it mean that it has to be a mefurish apasik? What if it's not a mefurish apasik? What if it's a drushes chazal? What if it's a halacha l'moshe misinai? Would that also be considered mefurish? Or does mefurish mean that it's literally a pasuk in the Torah? What's the definition of mefurish? Now, the truth is, the Taz himself already gave as one of his examples, Mila, which is Daicha Shabbos. Now, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Mila is Daicha Shabbos. It's all a drashas chasal, b'yoyim ha-shmini l'rabi Shabbos. So the Taz was already megalatos that doesn't have to be mefurish. A befart. What if it's a halacha l'moshim Sinai? Is that going to be considered a dover ha-mefurish b'Torah? And even within the world and the realm of drashas itself, maybe there's nafkamina between Yud Gimel Midrashat Torah and the drashas b'hem, maybe different type of drashas. So the Prima Godim already opened up the mayach in terms of trying to understand how do you even define what's going to be the exact definition of something that's mefurish b'tay. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is in Chelik Vav, Simin Nun Beis, he asks Akasha something we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, and that is, we know Rabbeinu Gershon made a cheirin that even though Midday Raisa and even Midday Rabbanon, a man is allowed to be married to more than one wife. However, Rabbeinu Gershon made a cheir. The cheir there made a Gershon, a person is not allowed to have more than one wife. So the Shoyl asked the Chassam Sofer, he says he doesn't understand. How is Rabbeinu Gershon able to say that a person is not allowed to have more than one wife? It's mefurish in the Torah. Ki siyenu le'ishtei noshim achas ahuva achas nuah. It's mefurish in the Torah that a person can have more than one wife. And anything that's mefurish in the Torah, leheter, is something that the Chachamim have no right to go ahead and answer. And by the way, when we spoke this out at the time, so a lot of people were ma'ayr, maybe the Taz only means where there's a mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah, then the Chachamim have no right to do it. It's a nice svar, but that's not what the Taz says. The Taz says, a dover hamafurish laheter. Anything that's mutter, the Chachamim have no right to go ahead and to answer. So the Shoyl asked the Chassam Sofer, how is Rabbeinu Gershom able to go ahead and make a cherim? L'chair is mefurish in the Torah that it's mutter. So if it's mefurish in the Torah that it's mutter, then how would the Chachamim have a right to make a cherim? So the Chassam Sofer said another very important yisoid in terms of understanding the Taz HaYadua. And that is, Freit the Chassam Sofer, I want to ask you a question. There's a parish of Nedarim. There's a parish of Shavuos. Parish of Naziris. How's a person allowed to make a neder? Someone says, Koinim Basar Zeolai. How could you make Basar Asar? The Torah says you're allowed to eat Basar. So if the Torah says you're allowed to eat Basar, how do you have a right to make it Asar? It's a klotz kasha. Why? Because it's true the Torah says that it's mutter, but the Torah also gave a parish of Nedarim, and in the parish of Nedarim state that a person can take something that's mutter and he can make it aser. So the Chassam Sofer said, if a yachid can make a neder, and if a yachid can make a shvu, and a yachid can make a cherim, right, all the sprachin that we say when matin Nedarim erev Rosh Hashanah. So if a yachid can do it, so why can't Bezdin do it? So the Chassam Sofer says, Rabbeinu Gershom never said it was aser. It was was a Chayrim de Rabbeinu Gershom. We spoke about this in, I don't remember if it was part one, part two, or part three, but somewhere in Chayrim de Rabbeinu Gershom, we discussed this. So it's a Chayrim. It's working with the parish of Nedarim and Shavuos. And being that it's working with the parish of Nedarim and Shavuos, so for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. And a Chanami, if they would have said it's Osir, that would have been an issue. They have no places, they have no Gerech to do it. That's the Taza Yodua. They can't go and say it's Osir, but they never said it was Osir. All Rabbeinu Gershom said is it's a Chayrim. A Chayrim is like a Loshen Shavuah. It's something that's Osir, but the point is that what it was more begedin neder shvu and charamim. It was takin never an iser. L'may nafgemino, there'd be no saucer maybe. See, we could be mefalful what the nafgeminos are going to be. About iser, it's not. And all the tazman was is that chum don't have a right to make it aser. But do it with the parish of nedarim and shvuas and charamim. Why should Bezdin, why should Rabbeinu Gershom be any gara from a yochid? Now you can tell me, had Rabbeinu Gershom have a right to impose it? So that's the Ramban that we spoke about in Parshas Bechukosai in his Mishpat Acherim. Again, we're not going back into that. We're just focusing on the Taz piece. L'chura, isn't there a Taz that you can't go ahead and ask for something that's Mefurish in the Torah? The Teretz is, this is not considered Mefurish. It's true that it's Mefurish in the Torah Leheter, but at the same time, they're not answering it. All they're saying is that it's going to work with the parish of Charamim and Adar Mishvus. That's something that you'd be allowed to do. Another Yisoy that the Achronim say, this is in the Yad Malachi, it's in Sivkotin Reish Tzadikei, and he brings it from Rabbi Yosef Irgas in the Sefer Divrei Yosef, who says that even though the Taz said that a Dovah that's Mefurish in the Torah Chomon don't have a right to Aser, but if Klal Yisrael would want as a nation to take on a minig and to be Noyeg, this thing as being Aser, that would be something they'd be allowed to do. So similar to the Chassam Sofer, the Chachamim can't make it Aser. But as a minig, to be noig, that's something that you would be allowed to do. The kasha that the Yad Malachi and Rabbi Yosef Irgas were coming to answer was that we know Midday Raisa, after a woman has a baby, so she becomes Tommy, she becomes a Yoledes. But then there's a certain point, it's a short time afterwards, 7 days or 14 days, depending on if it's a boy or a girl, where the, any dam that she sees is not dam Tommy anymore. The dam is dam Toya. However, the minig is that today a woman that has dam Toya, she's a Yeshevez dam Nida. There's certain coolest by dam Toya, but for sure, the minute in Klal Yisrael is that we're not soymich on Dam Toyer. So the kasha was, it's mefurish in the Toyer that there's something called Dam Toyer. So if it's mefurish in the Toyer, there's something called Dam Toyer. How could we have a minig suddenly to be machmer when it comes to Dam Toyer? Isn't that going kineged the Taz? See, he said, Vaisois, you see from it, that when it comes to minig, it's not going to be a problem. Another classic minute there of David Cohen Shtel Su to Dishmuz is kitnius. Kitnius on Pesach, which is something that's mutter. It's clear that it's mutter. Yet, there's a tremendous minig in Klal Yisrael. How could you do that? A dover that's mefurish leheter, how do you have a right to aser? The teretz is because it's a minig, and because all it is a minig, so it could be it's not going to be a problem. But David Cohen Shtel Tzu, that is a very interesting sharet in Hilchas Sukkah. It's in Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes. So the context over there is discussing different schach, what's schach kosher, what's schach basel, and the Taz, from all Poskim, the Taz, says as follows. He says that the minhag in Klal Yisrael is not to use kash, not to use straw as schach. So listen to the Lashonei Azov, Shalach Chofetz Chaim. He says, Veda, that has hetik oy the bekash loy nagu lesachich kayoy after mefureshes batayra. It's mefuresh in the Torah. You can use kash, right? What does the Torah describe schach as? Chagasuk is tasaloch, but aspecha migarnecho miyukvecha migar psaylus gairim psaylus yakim. The Gemara in the first parak masechta sukkah. It's kash. The Torah's schach is straw. Because of a chash that we're afraid that it's not going to rain in, whatever. But the point is said the Taz, it's going to be a problem. So says the Chavetz Chaim that I noticed that the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chayyadam, they both didn't bring the Taz. He says, I think the reason that they bring the Taz is because being that it's Mefurish in the Torah, that it's Mutter, so they held that how could it be as Asort Minik that it's going to be a problem? And then the Chavetz Chaim says, V'tzarechin. What's the V'tzarechin? So it's a loaded V'tzarechin. Tzarechin, number one, is that really why the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chayyadam didn't bring this Minik not to use straw as Chach, but also V'tzarechin on the Taz, because the Taz is Doch Demar the Shmaitzah. It's the Taz Ayodua. So if the Taz Ayodua said, Dovah Mefurish Batayr, you can't go ahead and ask us. How could the Taz suddenly be talking about a Minik that you shouldn't use straw? It's Mefurish in the Torah. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is this Yad Malachi. It's Rabbi Yosef Irgas and the Divrei Yosef. It's because it was only a minig, and because it was only a minig, when it comes to a minig, it could be over there we're not going to have a problem. Another yisoid is the Minchas HaLuzer. I spoke this out earlier as well. Minchas HaLuzer, when he was asked this kasha, the Chassam Sofer's kasha, the kasha the Shoyl asked the Chassam Sofer, how could it be a chem de Rabbeinu Gershom? It's mefurish in the Torah. Kisiyan al ishtei nashim achas ahuva achas nuah. It's mefurish. So according to the Taz, it should be a problem. So the Minchas HaLuzer said something very novel. He said that it's clear that Rabbeinu Gershom, when he made his takana, he only made it at soif ha'elef ha'chamishi. Not just that, he didn't mean it l'chala medina, it's like we spoke about. So he said, maybe the reason is because the only time there's a problem is if you're going to make a gzeira, and the gzeira is going to be forever. But if it's for a limited amount of time, then maybe even the taz is going to be moida, that you could be oikir davam in atayra. So said the Minchas HaLuzer, maybe that's the teretz of this kasha. But this is clearly a very, very important yesod. And that is that it could be the only time it's a problem is if you're doing it forever. But if it's not something you're going to do forever, maybe it's not going to be an issue. Another yesod that Rav David Cohen said that he himself is being mechadish just based on a lot of the inyanim that he went through, and that is that maybe there's a nafka mina between the rabbanon simply going ahead and saying something's aser versus if they have an asmachta in the pasuk. Since then, maybe if they have an asmachta in the pasuk, or could be over there, it's going to be different. His lashon is very geshmak. He says that if they have an asmachta, so then it's like a pesha hitter, hu ha pesha aser. Right? Pesha asu a pesha hitter. The pesha hitter, it's true, it's mefurish in the Torah laheter. But I also have an asmach, I have a shtickle pasuk that says it's aser. And to the extent that I have a little bit of a pasuk, maybe there it's not going to be a problem. And with this, he wants to answer a gevaldige kasha. One of the greatest kashas on the Taz from the Kadmoinim was a kasha that the Chavis Yor asked. The Chavis Yor is in Simen Membeis, and he asked the Bamba kasha. He asked, we know, it says in the Torah, la nachri tashach, which means, for sure, you're allowed to charge ribbis from a nachri. According to the Rambam, there's even a mitzvah to charge ribbis from a nachri. Yet the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzia, daf ayin amadeis, that a person should not take ribbis even from a nachri. And the Gemara brings a pasuk because it says, mar b'hoinoi b'neshech v'sarbis, l'choinein dalin yik b'tzeno. Meaning, don't get too involved. You don't want a person to get too involved in the inyan of ribbis. It's freit the chavis yar. What do you mean? At the end of the day, it says l'nachri tashech. So how could the Rabbanon go ahead and say that don't take ribbis even from a nachri? Says Dr. David Cohen, half of a fellow. He says, over here, there was an asmachta. Mar b'hoine b'neshech v'sar b'sochein and dal mik b'tzenu. He brings us another Gemara. Makis daf choftal ramad aleph. The Gemara says, kaspoi le'nosam b'neshech. And the Gemara says, that means, afilu b'ribis the guy. So you see, there's an inyan of kaspoi le'nosach b'red. Oh, so you see clearly that it is an asmachta. Once it's an asmachta, a pesha hitter, who a pesha aser. And if you have a pesha hitter, who a pesha aser, so kubi over there, it's not going to be a problem. Another fascinating thing that he talks about is, what about if you have a pasuk, but it's in divrei kabbalah? So the pasuk is not in the Torah. It's not in Torah, but it's in Avim Ksufim. What we know is Divrei Kabbalah. Is that also considered Dover that's Mefurish Bikra Leheter that Chum would have not, no right to go ahead and ask or not? And he says, it's Kamarayas. That yeah. That a Dover HaMefurish Leheter is not only if it's in Torah, but if it's, it would be true if it's in Avim Ksufim as well. So just to make a Sikum on the Hakdom. And that is, number one, we have the Prima Gadim in the Psichach Chavalos. It's Chelek Aleph, Sivkot, and Tezvot. And that is, he dimes, what's the definition of Dover HaMefurish B'Torah? Does it have to be a Pasuk? You see already from the Taz, it could be a Drasha. What if it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? We had the Yisoyed of the Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav, in Simin Nun Beis, who said that it could be, it's only if it's an Isser. But the Cherem Darbein Rageshim, for example, if it's working with the Parashim, the Dharm, and Shavuos, just like a Yachid can make a Neder or a Shavuah, and he could ask for a Dover that's Mutter, it could be they'd be able to do the same thing. We had the Yad Malachi in Kufts in Reish Tzadikei, who brings Rabbi Yosef Irgas, the Baal Divrei Yosef, who said that if it's a Minig, it's not going to be a problem. That would explain the Minig of maybe not using straw as schach. That would explain the minig of damtoya, the minig of kidneys. We had the yisoid of the Minchas HaLuzer, where the Minchas HaLuzer said that it could be, it's only if it's l'dayre dayreis. But if it's something that is only done for a zman katsuf, maybe that's not going to be a problem. We had the yisoid of David Cohen, who said that it could be if there's an asmachta, pesha hitter, hu a pesha asar. So over there, it could be it's not going to be a problem. And then we have this idea that when it comes to divrei kabbalah, that when it comes to divrei kabbalah, there too, it's considered a dover that's mefurish b'kra leheter, and if the dover mefurish b'kra leheter, Chama would have no right to go ahead and ask it. So with that hakdama, Rav David Cohen has 300 Mar Mekoymas. We're not going to go through 300, but Be'ezus Hashem will speak out 10, very quickly. But just 10 bullet point style, rapid fire, just 10 ha'aras as it relates to this shmuz. Mamash dvarim neflaim. Number one, Tosfos Mesechtes Psochim, Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis, a classic Tois, a Welts Tois. Tois asks a kasha. We know the Gemara says that Noshim Mechayevus B'mikru Megillah. Why? Sha'afin Hoi Ba'isa Nes. That Chayvin Er Chanukah. Sha'afin Hoi Ba'isa Nes. Freit Tois a kasha. Why are Noshim not Chayev to sin in a Sukkah? Sha'afin Hoi Ba'isa Nes. Afin Hoi Ba'isa Nes. So women should be Chayev to sin in a Sukkah. It's a famous kasha. Now we know women are parted from Sukkah because of the Mitzvah says Mangarum. Freit Tois was say Afin Hoi Ba'isa Nes. And if it's Afin Hoi Ba'isa Nes, it should be Chayev. Freit Rav David Cohen, I don't understand. What's the makar that Noshim are potter from sitting in a sukkah? Right? You ask the man on the street. He's going to tell you, because it's a mitzvah sesher, says man garama. The emes is a gemara. It's a gemara masach, the sukkah, daf chof ches amid beis. The gemara says, it says, kol ha ezrach bi Yisrael, yeshu ba sukkahs, ha ezrach is coming to be memayim Noshim. That means there's a pasuk that says that Noshim are potter from yeshiva sukkah. It's not simply because it's a mitzvah sesher, says man garama. There's a pasuk, ha ezrach. If it's a pasuk, so it's a dover amafurish b'tayra laheter. If it's that the Chachamim should have said the Noshim should be chayv to sin in a sukkah. How could the Chachamim say the Noshim should be chayv to sin in a sukkah? It's a mefurish apasik, and it's a mefurish apasik, so the Chachamim have no right to go ahead. How could Tosa ask as a sort kasha? L'chayr loy tetaz. It's a dove a mefurish b'tayr laheter. If it's a dove a mefurish b'tayr laheter, so l'chayr the Chachamim based on that should have no right to go ahead and answer. Second ara, we know the halacha is that asay is doicha loy sasay. You think? I say is doicha lois. I say, what's the makar? It's learned out from kalayim betzitzes. The makar is the gemara. Yevamis daftalad aman aleph. For the gemara it says gedilim taasalacha. The samachlei. It says next to that the iser of shatnis. And we learn from there that even b'makim shatnis still gedilim taasalacha. This is the makar sadin betzitzes that you let it put chelus, which is wool, on your sadin, on your linen baget, because talach is I say is doicha lois. I say, and it's learned out from the smuchin between the parish of gedilim taasalacha and between the lav of loisul b'shat. Stating that the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos Daf Mem Amud Aleph that today nobody will ever be found putting his tcheles on his beged shel sadin. Why not? So the Gemara says because the Chachamim prohibited it. The reason was they were worried that a person may do it on a ksus laila. Now a ksus laila, you put it on your pajamas, that's a problem because a ksus laila is bought from tzitzis. So being that it's bought from tzitzis, you don't have the esse to be doichad aloysase. So it's for that reason nobody will wear sadin b'tzitzis. Because of Xera Otuxus Laila. So Freit Rav David Cohen says, I understand. L'chayr loit the taz, it's mefurish in the Torah that it's mutter. Now he's a mefurish. This is the makar that I say is doicha lois. I say it's with doir smuchin. The Mishnah Torah, even Rabbi Yehuda is doir smuchin. So you have the smuchin between the parish of tzitzis and the parish of shatnis. And if that's the case, l'chayr smuchin la'ad lo'ilam asuyim be'emes v'yosh. So how do you have a right to go ahead? See, Maslama, you're going to have to say the prima godim and the psicha koilelis. You have to know what the definition of a dava mefurish b'tayr is. And maybe it's mavur from here that smuchim, the fact that two things are samuch, even though we learned some of the most important halachas and shas from smuchim, but it's not one of the yud gimel midrash ha-tayr and the drash ha-spam, could be it's not mefurish in the Torah. If it's not mefurish in the Torah, it's not going to be a violation of this principle of the taz. But either way, a festa ara on the taz that you do it. The third ara is, we have a parish in the Torah, Meiser Behema, Siri Kodesh, parish b'chukaisak, the parish of Meiser Behema. Nowadays, no one's mafresh ma'isa behem. Medina the Gemara already. Nobody was mafresh ma'isa behem. It's a Gemara Menachos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara said the reason is Mishum Takala. Because after the Churban, Chazal were worried that you're going to be mafresh ma'isa behem. What's going to happen with your Asiri Kodesh? It's a Korban, you're not going to have enough from it, you have Me'ila problems, you're going to run into all these different issues. So Chazal said, just don't be mafresh ma'isa behem. It's a mitzvah in the Torah, you have to be mafresh ma'isa behem. But at the same time, they went ahead and said, there's no ma'isa behem. Chura, it's a Dover Amufurish Betar. But Kral Lahet, not just Laheter. L'chiyuf, you have a chiyuf ma'isa behema. So how did the Rabban have a right to go ahead and just machavek completely? Isn't this the Taz? The Taz, Chama can't say don't blow shofar. You have no, Torah says blow shofar. Torah says asiri kodesh. It's a mefurish apostle in the Torah. You have no choice. You have to set up the whole geshef, the whole shop with the shaven and everything and the red dye. And you have to do it with takfukai and write the whole Indian. You have to do it. So how did Chama have a right to go ahead and be mevatel? Had a chum have a right to be mevatel the inyan of ma'isa behema? Another interesting ha'ara, and that is, we know that there were many levels of kedusha in the Beis Hamikdash, right? Beis Hamikdash, Tarabayis, you had the Kodesh HaKadoshim, of course, you had the Heichal, Beina Ulam, Lemizbeach, you had the Ezra's, the Azara, the Ezra's Noshim. there was one point up until which an Oivik HaChavim was allowed to go, but he couldn't cross that line. And that was the Chil. So an Oivik HaChavim was allowed to go up to the Chil, but he wasn't allowed to go past the Chil. It's a Mishnah, Masechtes Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. HaChil Mekudesh Mimenu, She'en Goyim Utmei Meis, Nechnasim L'Sham. Now the Chil was on the Harabayas, which meant that the Oivik HaChavim wasn't allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't something that he was allowed to do. It's a freighter of David Cohen. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph. It's Perik Ches. It's pasuk Mem Aleph. The pasuk is describing Shlomo Melech's Beis Hamikdash and what the tachlis of the Beis Hamikdash was. V'gamel anachri ashaloi me'amcho Yisrael hu uba me'eretz rechoyko leman shemecha. So even the nachri ashaloi me'amcho Yisrael hu, he's going to come me'eretz rechoyko. He's going to come leman shemecha. He's going to come for the Eibishta. Ki yishmu nashimcha agado ve'ez yodcha achazoko uzrayacha hanetuyo uva ve'hispalel el habayis hazeh. And he's going to enter the bayis and he's going to die. Now the truth is, we say v'havi yoisim al arkochi v'simachtim b'veis tfilasi o'leiseyim v'zivcheim l'rotzen al mizbechi ki beisi beis tfilo yikorei l'chol ha'amim. You see from here the koich ha'tfilo v'nein Yehudi ki beisi beis tfilo yikorei l'chol ha'amim. But that maybe is referring to loss of love. So maybe that's not a kasha. But this is a mefurish pasuk that the tachlis of Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash was v'is ki yishmu nashim chagadol even the nachri ha'shaloi mi'amchi Yisraelu v'yispalel al abayis hazeh. So it's a dover ha'mefurish b'krola heter that the nachri was allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Uva v'yispalel al abayis hazeh. So how could the Chum make gzeira ha'chil mekudesh mimenu that nachri wasn't allowed to go past that line? L'chayr it's mefurish in the Torah laheter. Now it's in Divrei Kabbalah, but we spoke out in the introduction. Divrei Kabbalah is also considered mefurish b'tayr lahater. So if that's considered mefurish b'tayr lahater, how is this something you'd be allowed to do? Another ha'ara. There's a famous Rambam sheet in Hilchas Eidus. Truth is, Hilchas Eidus is coming up in the next few dafin. But in Hilchas Eidus, right, we're learning Hilchas Eidus, Eidecha to Eidim. The Rambam sheet is, quote, it's in Hilchas Eidus, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. Din Torah, she'ein mekablin Eidus. Loi b'dinei mominis, v'loi b'dinei nefashis, ela mipi ha'edim. That you're not allowed to midday rice to be mekabel edos only from edim. Shenemer al pi shnayim edim. Peh has to be from their mouth. Mi piem v'loy mi ksav yodim. Avo mi divrei soifrim. The rabbanon said shnechoitchen dinei mominis be'edos shebeshtar. Afal pi she'eno edim kayomim kidei shloy tinol delas bifnei lov. The Rambam, famous Rambam, Reb Chaim and Sefer on this Rambam, that the Rambam holds that anytime you have a shtar, shtar only works mid the rabbanon because mi piem v'loy mi pi ksavim. As for that reason, midday raisa, the edim need to testify in Bezdin. Aye, how does a shtar work? It only works mit divrei seifrim. Stelzich the frago. If it's mefurish, mi piem veloy mi piksavam, so it's mefurish that you have to testify mi piem. There can't be a shtar. So if it's mefurish, there can't be a shtar. How do Rabbanu have a right to go ahead and be mesakin an institution of a shtar? Another aura. This is mamash adavar nifla. And that is the Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, it's Perek Aleph Halach Yudeis. So Rambam is discussing the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, Ein boinen es HaMikdash b'layla. You're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night. Shenemar, u'b'yoyim hakim es HaMishkan. B'yoy makimin v'loy b'layla. And says the Rambam, v'oiskin b'binyin. So when should you build the Beis HaMikdash? Me'alois HaShachar atzeis HaKechav. So you can't build the Beis HaMikdash at night. B'yoyim hakim es HaMishkan. Okay, so when, yeah? So it's from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKechavim. So Rav David Cohen asked a beautiful ha'ar. He said, there's a Mishnah Masechtes Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there says that any single mitzvah that you have to do during the day, you could do the whole day. Any mitzvah at night, you could do the whole night. Okay, so what's the definition of day? So it says the Mishnah, Bidi Yever, it's from Alois HaShachar. However, L'chatchilo Neitzachama. So L'chatchilo day is always Neitzachama. So the aura was that how come the Rambam in Hilchas Binyan Beis HaMikdash, when he brings the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash and it has to be during the day, so says the Rambam, when do you build it? It's Me'alois HaShachar at Tzeis HaKechavim. L'chor the Rambam v'ol kedav bring in the halach in the Mishnah Megill, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says that L'chatchilo you should do a Neitzachama. So why does he say Alois? What happened to L'chatchilo Neitzachama? So he said a davar nifla. He said, because the Gemara says, how do you know day starts by Alois HaShachar? Sachar. And how do you know it ends by Tzei Sachar Chomes? This is a Gemara in a bunch of places. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Nehemiah. Pasuk is in Nehemiah Perek Dalet. The context is they're building the second Beis HaMikdash. They're building the Chomes Yerushalayim. Me'inyan, le'inyan, ba'isa, inyan. It says, V'anachnu oisem b'malacha. The chetzner machzikim b'ramachayim. Me'alois HaShachar at Tzei Sachar Chomes. He says, we were out working. And we were working from Alois HaShachar until Tzei Sachar Chomes. So he wanted to say, that being that there's a mefurish of Pasuk in Nehemiah that says, then when were they building the Beis HaMikdash? It was from Alois HaShachar until Tzei Sachar Chomes. So the Chacham would have no right to tell you, l'chatchila, don't do it from Alois HaShachar, instead do it from Netzach Hamo. Because it's davar mefurish b'krala heter. It's mefurish regarding the Nehemiah Perek Dalet. They're building the Beis HaMikdash, they're building the Chomes Yerushalayim, and it says, me Alois HaShachar at Tzei Sachar Chomes. So here it's mefurish b'krala heter. So the one place that the Rambam says from Alois until Tzei Sachar Chomes, Daika is in Hilchas Binyan Beis HaBchira. Because over here the Rambam is discussing building the Beis HaMikdash. And by the Beis HaMikdash is a mefurish pasuk. You don't have this pasuk anywhere else. Everywhere else you're shtelling too. You're learning it out from here, just like here, there. But here it's mefurish b'krala heter. So it's mefurish b'krala that it's Alois HaShachar. So it's mefurish b'krala Alois HaShachar. So you can't argue with that. If you can't argue with that, so you're done. So therefore the Rambam over here didn't bring the Mishnah Mesachtes Megillah Daf Chav. And he didn't say l'chatchila you're supposed to do it from Netzach Hamo. Another beautiful ha'ara. And that is, we're all familiar with Pas Akum, right? Pas Akum of Pas Akum fame, of Mesachtes Avodah Zarah fame. Shtelt sich the shayla. How could the Chachamim say that Pas Akum is also? It's a pasuk in the Torah that you're allowed to eat Pas Akum. It's a famous kasha. It's a pasuk in the Torah that you're allowed to eat Pas Akum. It says that you're not allowed to marry an Amoini Umayavi. Dover Beitai. Layovi Amoini Mayavi Bekal Hashem. Why? Al Dvar Ashnulay Kidmu Eschem. Because Amen had an opportunity to come out and offer us a little lechem, a bissel bright, a bissel mayim, a bissel vase. What do you mean? They're going to offer you lechem? You're allowed to eat lechem? Oh, it must be before the takana, before the gzeir of Pasakum. But the kasha is, it's mefurish in the Torah, you're allowed to eat Pasakum. So it's mefurish in the Torah, you're allowed to eat Pasakum. So how could they go ahead now and make a gzeir? They're not allowed to eat Pasakum. Another beautiful ha'ara. Tosfos, right in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin, all the Rishayim in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin have a shmuz, could a woman shecht? It's an isha kasha l'shchita. And Tosfos brings from Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, Eldad Hadoni, right? From Yeshua Benon and all the raid, is a woman allowed to shecht an animal or not? Now we're not talking about Shechitas Kachem. Shechitas Chulin. Could a woman shecht or could she not shecht? Frank Rav David Cohen, I don't understand the shmuz. There's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perik Chav Ches, Pasuk Chav Dalet. The pasuk says, V'lo Isha Egel Marbeik Babayas. V'atamayr, she went really quickly. V'atizvacheo, she shechted the egel. V'atikach Kemach, she took kemach, vatolosh, she kneaded it, vatoyseyo matzos, and she baked matzos, vatagish lefnei shol, and she gave it to shol, lefnei avodov, vayoychelu, and they ate it, vayokumu vayelchu balaylahu. It's mefurish that shol hamelech ate from the shechita of a woman. So if shol hamelech ate from a shechita of a woman, it's a dava mefurish b'tayr lehet, and again, it's in divrei kabbalah. But we're saying even by divrei kabbalah you have the taz. So it's a mefurish apasik. So if it's a mefurish apasik, what exactly is the shmuz? Number 9, another Ara, if you're keeping score. And that is, we've spoken over the years about the idea, Rav Moshe brings us in a tshuva negas Moshe, Rav David Kohn brings it for Rav Chaim Volozhin, the Chassam Sofer discusses something similar, B'Shem the Maral, and that is, that when you say Shalom Aleichem Friday night, there were those that skipped Baruchuni L'Shalom. And some don't say Tzeizchon L'Shalom, and some don't say Baruchuni L'Shalom. Why? Because you're not allowed to ask a Malach to give you a bracha. Can't ask a malach to give you a bracha. And for that reason, you don't say baruchuni l'shalom. This comes up also in slichas. Machnisei rachamim, hachnisu rachameinu kiyadu. But there's an Indian not to daven and not to ask, make a bakosh of a malach. The only person we ask, the only deity, we talk to the Eibishter, but we don't talk to malachim. Frank of David Cohen, he says, I understand. It's a pasuk of Parshas Vayishlach. What did Yaakov tell the malach? Lo yashalechacha kiim beirachtoni. I'm not letting you go unless you give me a bracha. So it's mefurish that Yaakov asked the malach for a bracha. So he asked him for a bracha. So dover mefurish b'tayr laheter. So how can anyone have a right to tell you? Don't say baruchuni l'shem. Blame tzarichin. He says, I don't understand. Mamush tzarichin. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So you'll tell me the chachamim said they have no right to say it. Because once it's mefurish in the Torah laheter, that's going to be a problem. And then we'll just end with one final achrin chaviv, and that is that. The Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph says, "Mitzvah Sa'av Al Aben And one of them is bris milah. But a woman doesn't have an obligation to do bris milah for her son. A father has an obligation bris milah, but not a mother. What's the makar? Because it says that from Avinu did bris milah on Yitzchak, kashetziva oisoy elikim, oisoy veloy oisa. And that's how we know, if that's the makar, that men are chayiv in bris milah, but a mother does not have a chiv to do bris milah on her son. Great Tosfos, maybe the most famous Tosfos in Shasta. Why do you need a pasuk of Oysa v'lo Yoysa? Tape a glate, it's a mitzvah seches man gerama anyways. Milah is a mitzvah seches man gerama. It's dafka from the eighth day, and it has to be by day, not by night, and it's not toich Shabbos, if it's shaloi. But the point is, it's a mitzvah seches man gerama. So if it's a mitzvah seches man gerama, why do I need a pasuk of Oysa v'lo Yoysa? So said Rav David Cohen, maybe the teretz is, because if all it would have been was a mitzvah seches man gerama, so then if Bezdin, the Ezes Manman Azmanim would decide that let's make an incumbent on a mother to do bris milah on her son. That would be something they would have a right to do. Mechtesanat. Chum have a right to do things like that. But if it's mefurish in the Torah, oisoy veloy oisa, so now it's a dover mefurish b'toyra laheter. Now it's mefurish that a mother doesn't have a mitzvah. So if a mother doesn't have a mitzvah, now Bezin would not have a gerech to go ahead at Aser. So zok. If David Cohen, maybe that's the teretz of Tosfos Kasha. Kama kumus in the shtabu to answer this Kasha. Maybe we have a davar chadash that you want to know why we needed oisay v'loy oisa. L'may nafkamina, isn't it anyways a mitzvah saseh shaz mangarama? This is the nafkamina. The nafkamina would be else mitzvah saseh shaz mangarama. So some furish bekrala hatter. It's based on a klal. Okay, so then you can go ahead. You can be machmer on a mitzvah saseh shaz mangarama. But if it's mefurish oisay v'loy oisa, there's a tremendous nafkamina. Now Bezdin can't get involved. Either way. We spoke out 10 out of approximately 300. Number one, let's just chazer over really quickly. That Tosfos asks the kasha of Perek Gavri Psachim that Noshim should be chayv in yeshiva sukkah. Why? Sha'afin hoi ba'is anes. What do you mean? It's a mefurish gemara in sukkah chav chesam and beis. Ha ezrach. That Noshim apot. It's a dava mefurish b'tayr laheter. Kalayim betzisit. The gemara says in menachas taf mem amad aleph. It's something that we don't read today. Gzera atu ksus laylo. What do you mean? It's smuchin. It's the makar to asay doicha lois asay. We're not knowing a maisa behema today because of a takolo. It's a mitzvah of the Torah. How could the chum go ahead and be Yoker mitzvah in the Torah? If they can't be Yoker David, I'm a foolish but a heter. How could they be Yoker a mitzvah? The Oyvdei Kachavim weren't allowed to go past the chil. Isn't it a pasuk in Malachim Aleph that the Gamel Anochri Ashaloi Me'amchi Yisraelu is going to be Bavis Palal Abayis Hazeh? It's mefurish that this is okay. And even though it's in Divrei Kabbalah, but we said even by Divrei Kabbalah it's okay. The Rambam Shita by Shtar. The Rambam holds Shtar only works with the Rabbanon. Nami Dei Raisikus Mipiyam Veloi Mipiksavim. So Mipiyam Veloi Mipiksavim. How the Rabbanon have a right to go Kinneger to Dover Amefurish B'Torah and be Mechadish in Indian of Shtar? The Rambam by when he brings the mitzvah Binyan Beis Hamikdash, he says what's the mitzvah from Alois Hashachar until Tzeis. Doesn't the Mishnah say in Megillah that Chava Mebeis that really it's always Lechatchila Neitzachama? So why didn't the Rama bring Lechatchila Neitzachama? Oh, the Teretz is because the pasuk in the Chemi Perek Dalit says when they were building the Beis Hamikdash they built from Alois, so it's Mefurish Laheter from Alois. You can't tell me now that it has to be from Neitzachama. How could the Chachamim say Pasakum is a problem? It says Al Dvara Shalei Kidmu Eschem Lechem Uvamayim. It's clear that they would have been able to eat the lechem. So how could the Chachamim go ahead now and say it's going to be a problem? The Hilchas Eretz Yisrael Shchita Benoshim. You have a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that there was a woman, she shechted and she gave it to Shol, and Shol vayuchelu. So how can we do that? The Chaim Volozhiner and Rav Moshe brings from his tata that people didn't say Barchuni l'sholem. L'chari, the Malach Yaakov Avinu told him clearly, Lo yashalecha chakiyem beirachtoni. It's a mefurish of pasuk that it's okay. If it's mefurish in the pasuk, okay, how could you go ahead and go kineged that? And then finally, Tosfos Kasha, the why do I need a pasuk of leyaisa to tell me Nashim Apata from Brismilo? Tepekle, it's a mitzvah saseh as mangaroma. Could be the nafkamin would be if all it was a mitzvah saseh as mangaroma, so Chum could go ahead and they can impact it. But if it's oisav leyaisa, now it's a dava mefurish bekral leheter. Again, just a little bit of a toyamer on the Taz. How you do? We will stop here.